Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is my friend Daniel Van Riper. And Daniel writes a blog called Albany Weblog, and he's been writing extensively about a specific issue dealing with the South End. And we're here to talk about it today. We're here to talk about the proposed sewage treatment plant in Lincoln Park. So, Dan, you've been aware of this for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, hi. Well, the sewage treatment plant is a recent proposal. I've been actually on this issue, looking at it for about 10 years. And on my blog, albanyweblog.com, I wrote a rather spectacular article in 2009 that got read by a lot of people, in which I laid out the scope of the problem, which stretches clear across the city, gave some speculation about what the problem is. And the problem is that there is sewage coming down the most important storm drain line in the city. This is a storm drain line that collects 70% of the runoff water in the city of Albany off the streets. And yet, starting just past Washington Park, sewage comes down this storm drain line. And the purpose of this, or the advertised purpose of this sewage treatment plant, is to do something about the sewage. And the reason for that is because, I just learned actually last night, the federal government, way back almost 10 years ago, gave a consent order to the state of New York to stop the sewage from going into the Hudson River, which is the problem here. And the state, DEC, said, well, you got to do something about it. And they're actually supposed to have done something about it by 2011. So we're running pretty late here on this. And everybody's in a big hurry to suddenly solve this problem that's been here since before World War II, really. It's been a problem. It's gotten worse in the last 30 years. The problem in Lincoln Park, as anybody who lives around here uses the park regularly to tell you, is that there's this terrible stink coming out of the middle of the park, not too far from the Martin Luther King statue. It after heavy rains, it not only comes wafting out of the ravine, which we'll talk about that in a bit, but it also comes up out of manhole covers. And every once in a while, the beaver kill overflows and drowns the entire city in a big swath from Elberon Street on the other side of Washington Park all the way downtown, and the last big one being in 2014. And there were, I think, three or four of these incidents happened during the 20 years that Jerry Jennings was mayor. But the stink in Washington Park, which was really my starting point on all this 10 years ago, comes from this aeration grate inside a ravine. And the ravine is right across from Toast, that's elementary school, Thomas O'Brien Academy of Science and Technology. It's basically, as somebody pointed out, an open sewer hole. Why is it there? Why is this stinking up the park? Why is there sewage coming down this storm drain line? Well, that's the questions I set out to answer. And like I said, I found it is a major problem that stretches across the city. It's a problem that originally no one wanted to acknowledge, let alone talk about it. And mostly because I was being loud about it and obnoxious and writing articles about it. I slowly got people aware of this, and sure enough, slowly the state and the feds became aware of it, as some of our state representatives made them aware of it. And so now they're doing something about it. So, the problem, though, is that the solution that they've come up with does not appear to be adequate. It's also a simple social justice issue. We have a sewage treatment plant that's being dropped in the middle of our venerable park. It was opened in 1900 and was actually a wonder when it was first opened, and people used to come to Albany just to see it. And one of the things that they came to see in the park was the ravine, and that's where the sewer hole is, the aeration grate, as they call it, and that's also where they want to put the sewage treatment plant. I should very quickly add that the city is saying that this is not a sewage treatment plant, which is not exactly true. It is a sewage treatment plant. It's a secondary sewage treatment plant. What that means is in this location, they are going to screen for solids. We're talking about poop. I'm being polite here. They are going to add chlorine to the water. But they're not going to do what the primary municipal sewage treatment plants, like the one down by the waterfront by the Port of Albany, does, which is they have evaporation tanks. So we won't have evaporation tanks. Thus, they tell us there will be no bad odors coming off of it. They say it won't be too visible. It's a three-story building, but they're going to put two stories of it are going to be buried. They're going to stick it in the ravine and then kind of cover around it, and then so only one story will stick out. There'll be another adjacent building where they're going to store chlorine in it for use in the water. They say it's an automated plant, which means a lot of the functions like the screening and stuff apparently is automated. It's not going to be used all the time, which is kind of a puzzle to me because the sewage runs down the Beaverkill storm drain line all year round. So they say it's only going to be used after major storm events, and it's not going to be used in cold weather, which is not solving the problem. But it's going to take, as they say, that's going to take care of what they say is 85% of the problem. And New York State is fine with that. They like this. They've already signed off on it. From an engineering standpoint, it's actually a very clever solution. From a political and social standpoint, it is an abomination. I mean, I live right here. You know, I can stand on my front porch and look out there and I'll see it. I know, Cynthia, you'd be able to stand out in your balcony and look down on it from from where you live. The thing is, and it's going to take 3 years for them to build this thing. There's a lot of problems other than the fact that we are now sacrificing parkland for a sewage treatment plant. I mean, you know, they would never do this in Clifton Park. They wouldn't do this in Del Mar. And as somebody pointed out to me, they wouldn't even do this up on Buckingham Pond. You know, they would just not do this, except this is the South End. Another problem is that the ravine is, before they put that aeration grate in, I've gotten conflicting stories about when it was put in, 1940s, 1930s, whatever. But it's a very strange thing that they would put an aeration grate on a storm drain line. It's like they knew that it was going to be turned into a sewer line. And so they put this aeration grate so they could siphon off the hydrogen sulfide gas that is created by sewers. It basically turned the ravine into something that people could no longer use because of the odor coming out of it. The ravine used to be a major tourist attraction. Back in 100 years ago, people actually came to Albany to see the ravine. It was a very nice spot. It is a very nice spot, even in its neglect right now. I have a couple of postcards, one from 1913, another from 1911, both of which I put up on my blog, written by people who came to Albany to see Lincoln Park. It's a shame that half of the ravine is now going to just simply disappear for this sewage treatment plant, this secondary sewage treatment plant. Another problem with it is that when you take away parkland, you have to do this thing called alienation. And the idea behind alienation is it makes removing parkland bureaucratically cumbersome. It's very deliberately done. You have to first, the city of Albany would first have to pass a couple of pieces of legislation, first authorizing it and then second asking the state to authorize it. The state of New York has to have both houses of the legislature, the Senate and the Assembly, pass it. And I believe somebody told me it has to be done 2 years in a row. And the governor has to sign over off on it. And equivalent parkland has to be found in another spot that's going to compensate for the land that's lost. So we're going to lose about an acre of land, they say. But it still has to be done. And if they don't alienate the land, then somebody with, well, either somebody with too much time and money or a bunch of really angry neighborhood groups and such pooling their resources together could hire a lawyer and force the city to tear the damn thing down. And they could do so at any time in the future. This is if they don't alienate. So there's a lot of problems with this plant. And basically they're trying to just put this through really fast, because they are late with their consent order. They never, with meeting the conditions of the consent order, they've never actually, they really haven't made an effort to do anything until very recently. And the blame falls squarely on the shoulders of former Mayor Jerry Jennings, who spent 20 years literally ignoring the problem and pretending it didn't exist. And so our current mayor, Kathy Sheehan, has come up with this solution along with Water Commissioner Joe Coffey to deal with at least the specifics of the state and the Fed's consent order. They want to have the feds and the state are saying we want to stop having sewage going into the Hudson River. There are six communities in the upper portion of the Hudson River. They're all pooling their money together. They've been at this for 10 years discussing this and arguing back and forth and all this sort of thing. There's a whole bunch of projects up and down here. The Beaver Kill is just one of them, but it's one of the biggest sources of pollution in the upper Hudson, and it has to be taken care of. So, again, why do we have sewage coming down a storm drain line? Well, that's because we have this thing that's called combined sewer overflow, and CSO, they always call it. And about 100 years ago, they put these things in. They actually have these underground chambers where they connect the sewer, you know, the where you, it comes from the houses, you flush the toilet and whatever, the crap that goes down. And on the other side of the wall, you got the storm drain line. And the idea is if one or the other ever gets overwhelmed with too much liquid, it will not create a crisis. It'll go over into the other half of the. It'll slop over the wall, and it'll just start. You know, it'll keep it from going out on the street. The problem with the CSOs, which they now are trying to, you can't build those anymore, and they're trying to get rid of them. is that when the city or any community that has a CSOs builds further uptown, they don't really like to build new sewer lines. It's an unglamorous thing. It's very disrupting. It costs a lot of money. It doesn't do politicians any good when they have to like go out and tell their constituents that, you know, the street in front of their house is going to be like dug up for a year and they won't be able to travel around while these things are being put in. So they tend to ignore it. And this is pretty much why Jerry Jennings was ignoring all this. He did not want to deal with this problem. What the politicians prefer is that when you build all these new buildings, okay, more sewage comes out of these new buildings, and then it goes in the sewer line, and then it just kind of slops over the wall into the storm drain line. And that's what's going on here. It's more convenient to let the storm drain line carry the new sewage out, and that's what's been happening here. We get to smell it here in the South End because we're here in the South End, and we don't matter, and we're inferior. So obviously, and we get to smell it. And this sewage has been seeping into the ground around here for decades. The storm drain line goes all the way down to the river. It goes to the U-Haul parking lot, and there's this giant double pipe down there called the Big C, the letter C. And it's been spilling a half-decayed poop, like forever. It sits inside. You see, the problem is the poop sits inside these chambers, and it decays. And then when it finally washes out, it comes out of the pipe. It runs right into the Hudson River. It stinks like incredible, and you wouldn't know it unless you go kayaking or canoeing on the Hudson, which my wife and I do like regularly. You see mats of half-decayed crap coming out of there at times, out of that pipe into the river. What happens is this poop gets dissolved in the water, and Enterococcus, which is the which is actually a catch-all term for the microbes inside your large intestine, breed in the Hudson River because they sit there eating this poop, especially during warm weather. They don't usually – it's not a significant problem with the Enterococcus breeding in, like, December or January. But in July, oh, yeah, yeah, it's – Riverkeeper has gone down there many times and measured it. Said, you know, holy crap! the levels are just tremendous. The levels of fecal coliform, that's the term they use. That's the dissolved poop, and the Enterococcus, which is the microbes, and this is disease causing. This is a serious problem. They want to build a destination down there for the South End, like, floating restaurants and marinas and shops and all kinds of things like that. They've been talking about this forever. They've had plans. And yet you're going to have all this, like, floating crap going right past it. I have seen, on a summer day, I've seen the fishing deck on Island Creek Park, which is just downstream from the Big C pipe. I've seen it like lined with people fishing. And then I've watched, this is from my kayak. I've watched the poop coming out, the stink coming out, and the poop would float by the deck, and it would be so, the smell would be so tremendous that pretty soon everybody would just leave the deck. They just couldn't stand it anymore. So that's the problem. The state and the feds want that poop to stop. But the problem, of course, is we have to still deal with this poop up here in the South End. So the smell and the hydrogen sulfide that's created by this stuff rotting inside these underground chambers, which is why they had to put the aeration grate there. You don't usually have to put an aeration grate for a sewer line because the water's always moving. but there's places inside because of the CSO, because you got these underground chambers where the poop sits and then slops over the walls, it's a breeding place for bacteria that creates hydrogen sulfide. And that's the rotten egg smell that comes out of the grate. That's the rotten egg smell that comes out of manhole covers in the park. And I've heard reportedly downtown, that's the rotten egg odor that comes wafting out of that big sea pipe down on the Hudson River. And the thing about hydrogen sulfide, it's not in such large quantities that it's going to be explosively dangerous. I should quickly mention, hydrogen sulfide is what's called a full-spectrum poison. If you consume it, it'll poison you and kill you. If you get it on your skin, it'll burn you. And if you have concentrated quantities of it and then light a match, it'll explode. Okay? So that's why the aeration grate is there, because they don't want the gas to build up and then explode. So they let it waft off across the park and so people can smell it here. She also mentioned hydrogen sulfide in very concentrated form is the main gas as in the bomb trains that were running from North Dakota out to the Port of Albany and resulted in the Lac-Megantic explosion that, what was it, killed 45 people? Miraculously, only 45 people. And just by dumb luck, it didn't happen here or anywhere else around here. That's the problem with the hydrogen sulfide. The problem is the proper solution to this problem is to build a new sewer line. But whenever I bring it up, they all jump on me and they say we can't build it because it's going to cost over $1 billion. And this plant, with all its amenities, is going to cost $45 million. Okay, that's, you know, this is the government we're talking, it's chump change. But, you know, we're not worth $1 billion here because we're just the South End. All right, that's fine. But I wonder about that billion-dollar figure. I wonder if we can't come up with an alternate solution here, a way of diverting that sewage from the line and not have to have this sewage treatment plant right here in the middle of our park. Like I said, I've talked to tenants here who have said that they would rather continue smelling the odor than to have a sewage treatment plant like right here. We have to live with this. And we also don't think that some of us who have been active on this, Dominic Casuero, Daniel Hilly, and others, don't really think that it's going to live up to what it's advertised. It's going to be it's either not going to do the job properly or it's going to be a much more active site than they say it is. They say it's going to be automated. They say the screening of the solids is automated and they just come by once or twice a month to dump it and throw stuff in and throw more chlorine in there. But it seems to me if they really want to stop the sewage coming down there, they're going to have to use it more often than they say they're going to do. They're really emphasizing the fact that this is low impact, you're hardly going to know it's here, and we're not, like, all that clear about it. The other problem is, of course, it doesn't solve the problem of sewage coming from the west, coming down Myrtle Avenue and crossing Delaware Avenue and coming into Lincoln Park. We're basically going to be turning the storm drain line, which is still going to be a storm drain. It's still going to collect storm water. It's going to be turned into a dedicated sewer line. In fact, that's what Commissioner Coffey basically told us. He did tell me the answer to, or he told actually somebody else, the answer to a question I've been asking for a long time. You see, there's no sewage in Washington Park Lake, although some people say they could smell sewage in there, people with really sensitive noses, but there's no sewage in Washington Park Lake. But there is sewage in Lincoln Park in that aeration grate just inside the ravine. So somewhere between those two points, sewage is entering the line. The question is, where? Well, according to Commissioner Coffey, it's just on the other side of Delaware Avenue. It's two lines that come in, one from north, one from the south, that join the line, and that's the source of the sewage. So they're also, as part of this plan, going to build an alternate tunnel, a sewer line through the park. They're not going to dig up the park. They're going to tunnel it, which is really interesting. I think it's a 5-foot-wide pipe, if I'm not mistaken. And it's going to run all around the ravine and length the upper part of the park. I'm saying, why can't we just kind of extend that pipe, instead of building a sewage treatment plant, can't we extend this pipe across Delaware Avenue, hook it up to the source of sewage, and then bring the extend the line further down into existing sewer lines? And I think the answer to that, the reason they don't want to do that, we don't really know for sure because we really don't have all the information we need, but I believe the answer to that is because the south sewage treatment plant down by the port is at capacity and can't take the extra liquid. I think that's the reason, but I don't really know for sure. And I had a little meeting with several people last night, and we basically agreed that the problem here is we don't have enough information. They say there are other alternatives to this, and they were found wanting, that this is the only solution, and that they feel that this is the only, with the resources available and the situation that's here, this is the only solution. But we want to know what these other alternatives are. We want to know what else can be done. We're really not satisfied with this. I think I've been talking for like half an hour here. Do you have any questions?
That's
you want to
okay.
Ask?
Yeah, I do. Number one, maybe part of the problem is because of development, and the more development in the city of Albany, the problem is going to get worse. Would you say that was correct?
Yeah. The problem of the sewage has gotten worse on this line. What has been happening is, I will give Mayor Sheehan this much credit. In fact, I'll give her a lot of credit for actually trying to tackle the problem, which her predecessors, her three predecessors going back to World War II, did not want to tackle this problem, which is basically trying to divert water off of Beaverkill catchment area, which, like I said earlier, is 70% of the storm drains. And there's a whole bunch of projects they've done to try to divert it. But we still have the sewage coming down here. It comes and goes. Sometimes it's not so bad, and sometimes it'll just make you, like, stagger and puke. You know, but it is a constant problem. It's a problem that, and it goes on all year round. So, like I said, the proper solution is to build a new sewer line and possibly, if you have to, expand the primary sewage plant down by the port or divert it to another one somewhere else, not in a public park. But they simply say it's not possible because there's no money. And we're not worth it. They spent over $750 million to put an extra lane between exit 23 and exit 24 on the thruway. Okay. There was no question about it. It had to be done, they said. Okay. If they can do that, why can't they build a sewer line? Isn't our health, our freedom from worrying about disease, isn't that worth a pile of money? Yeah, I think so. As they keep building, they're going to, there's the problem that it's just going to keep having more sewage, going into the line. And now that they, and if they have this sewage treatment plant, they might just get into this head, perhaps not this mayor, but the next one who occupies City Hall, be of the opinion that, oh, well, we'll just let sewage go into the beaver kill because we got a sewage treatment plant here in the park, and this thing will start running all the time. And we will have to deal with these trucks going in and out. We're going to have to deal with whatever problems it has as it ages. And we are it's not a thing that's temporary. It's going to be here forever, like I said, unless somebody tears it down. Any other questions?
So, yes, I've lived here now since 2009.
Okay.
And, you know, Albany is such a historic city. And to have a
second,
park.
Second oldest in the country, Alan. Second oldest European settlement in the country. Yes.
And to have a park that was a tourist attraction to turn into a sewer, that's disgusting. Now, I'm sure that we are not the only municipality in the country with infrastructure problems. Infrastructure is a bad problem throughout the country. And needed is tons and tons of money to fix it. And to put Band-Aid solutions on the problem isn't going to fix it. If $45 million doesn't do it, what will be the effects of just throwing $45 million at this problem?
Right. Well, it might just, like I said earlier, it might just at a not very distant future might decide that we now have a dedicated sewer line, so let's just start diverting sewage into this plant, and it's basically going to be more and more of a run more and more. And that's kind of the danger here. That's basically going to destroy this upper part of Lincoln Park. Which was originally opened as a children's playground, by the way. It was the first one in the country. And it was considered a very progressive idea. It's one of the reasons why people came here to see it. They wanted to see this newfangled thing. And it included such nice amenities as the ravine. The ravine, by the way, should just explain, was actually the old channel of the old beaver kill. It's underground, but it's a pretty serious river. And there were falls right there, which are generally called Buttermilk Falls, the reason being because in the 1800s, there was industrial waste was being dumped into the beaver kill, and the falls were the color of buttermilk as a result, so which is the reason why they buried the beaver kill in the first place, because it was had turned into an open sewer. This is a thing they... The thing they often do that a lot of older cities have done. And so it just made sense to turn it into a storm drain line since it still remains a river, even though it's only daylighted in Washington Park in the lake. But it doesn't make sense to turn this into a dedicated sewer line. And this is what I'm hearing from the city, from Commissioner Coffey and from the mayor, that they're going to regard this as a sewer line from now on. And this is not this. I don't feel this is acceptable. The thing, though, is if it comes down to this and there's absolutely nothing else that can be done, then, of course, we reluctantly have to go along with this. But I don't feel that all the options have been looked at. I don't feel that there is a that they really looked for all the best answers, and we don't have all the information available to really decide this. So we're going to have this. This would be the third meeting that I've been to on this, and it's going to be at Toast. At Thomas O'Brien Academy of Science and Technology, the elementary school, fancy name for an elementary school, in Lincoln Park, right across from the ravine, right where the sewage treatment plant is going to be located. And that's going to be on Monday. That's the 23rd, I believe, and at 6:30 p.m. So I would say anybody who is concerned about this issue to go there. We're going to have we had one there that was attended by, I'd say, about 50 people. Whole bunch of politicians were there, Commissioner Coffey, and the guy from Clow Harbor, a fellow by the name of Miller, was there talking about the plan. And they are going to, I believe they're all going to be there. Mayor was there last time. And interestingly enough, I saw one of the TV stations was there, and she did an interview for the TV. And to my surprise, she said to the TV interviewer, well, nothing is set in stone. So this is being presented as a done deal. It has to be done. It's all planned out. It's going to happen. So to hear her say that, well, I realize one thing about the mayor is that her political instincts are, like, really good. I think she's picking up that there's a growing opposition now. Part of the reason that there's growing opposition is because there's information out there. There's my Albany Weblog article, which is still up on the front page of my blog, albanyweblog.com. And then there's Dominic Casolaro in a recent issue of The Alt had a pretty good article about what's going on here. He talked about the alienation issue and the social justice issues and all that sort of stuff. And I would also, there's no real organized group going on right now. We have Danielle Hilly has a information page on Facebook. So if you start just looking up Beaverkill Sewage Treatment Plant on Facebook, you'll probably stumble onto it pretty quick. As for the common council members, I actually am not really sure if the ravine, I believe it is in Kathy Fay's ward, and she, last time I talked to her, she's all in favor of it. She thinks it's a good idea. And the other other ward, which starts right there, is the second ward, my own ward. And we have a newly elected fellow by the name of Johnson down here, and he has been totally absent on this issue. He does not – Kathy at least is attending the meetings and stuff like that and finding out about it, you know, so she's always on top of things. Our newly elected guy down here, Johnson, he is not he's not responding to any of our – we're sending him information. He's not responding to us. He's not weighed in, except I've heard by rumor they told somebody, oh, it's a good idea. Everybody should. Oh yeah, well, I'm all for it. You know, other than that, he's not even pretending to try. So, we're not too confident in, the Common Council on this. And the mayor and her departments are all for it, but we'll see if people start to object at this meeting on Monday, then they're just simply going to have to think it through.
I have Russell Ziemba with me, he wants to ask you a few questions.
Well, absolutely. I have a comment, an observation, Dan, and that originally when these sewers were built 100 years ago, the theory was that there were combined sewage, the sewage and the stormwater runoff, so that it would push all of the solids down to the river. Now, that's really a poor idea. We don't want that stuff going in the river. We want it to go to a sewage treatment plant, and we don't want the combined sewer overflow. We don't want stormwater going into sewage treatment plants because it overloads them. And then they just have to open the valves and go directly into the river. So over the last few decades, there have been projects to separate the stormwater from sewage and also to divert stormwater so that so that flooding in the Hudson, flooding is a related problem that we're trying to diminish. So we want to keep stormwater out of Hudson and have retention pools and get, you know, recharge the aquifer with the stormwater. This proposal would not separate the two, would not separate sewage from stormwater. So I think it just perpetuates the problem and is really contrary to what mandates currently are to separate stormwater from sewage and to diminish stormwater going into the sewage treatment plant. How can they propose something that perpetuates a problem rather than actually dealing with separating the two?
Right. That's a really good way of putting it. I would agree with your concern right there. To the city's credit, they have done quite a bit of that green sort of stuff, as they call it. They have for dealing with the amount of water that's been going into the Beaver Kill. One example is Woodlawn Park. They dug up a baseball diamond and put down these giant pipes that are designed to collect 750,000 gallons of Beaver Kill if it starts, you know, overflowing, threatening to burst out and daylight itself for a few hours like it did in 2014 and several times over the last 20 years. So that is very much the city's credit. They've been scrambling to do that. and they have a number of these projects that are designed to, one which I understand is right in back of Hackett Middle School, several places that are designed to encourage the water to soak into the ground rather than into the storm drains, rather than be run off and then be collected by the storm drains. So that is, I understand, is having a positive effect. But you're right. This thing is basically throwing in the towel at a certain strategic point and saying that we have to we're just going to call this a sewer line from now on and treat it like one. And it will be treated more and more like a sewer line as time goes on, as I'm pointing out. There's another thing I had not mentioned at all. Just a little west and south of the ravine in Lincoln Park, there is people walk over there, they might notice that there's a chain link fence around a little piece of land there. And inside it's all overgrown. But if you look in there now, there are two sinkholes. One is full of water. And this is where the Beaver Kill collapsed in 1994 during the administration of Thomas Whalen. He was on his way out, and he wasn't really interested in fixing the problem. But what happened in 1994, a fellow I know, a fellow by the name of Shamar, was cutting across the lawn, and he sunk into the ground up to his chest and scrambled out, all like covered with mud. It was the old arch, because it's an old arch sewer that carries the Beaver Kill, which means it's made of bricks and has a big stone on top. It was collapsing. It had stopped up the Beaver Kill, and at the exact same time, suddenly there was sewage in Washington Park Lake. It was being pushed back up into the lake. No one made any connection between the two events at the time. I certainly didn't. I didn't know. But somehow what happened was the city crews dug frantically down there, but they didn't have the equipment to dig deep enough to fix it properly. So apparently the mayor, who was having at the time, Mayor Whalen, was having serious financial problems. You might remember, Russ, that he was trying to sell the Rap Road dump to make it look like he had balanced the books. He didn't want to buy the equipment necessary. Rent the equipment to properly fix the Beaver Kill at that point. So they rigged up this temporary something under there. I'm not quite sure what, but it seems to work because it diverted the water and it made it into the ravine and kept the sink going. And they just covered it up and they put one of those red snow fences around it. Jerry Jennings was sworn into office in January of 1995, and he totally ignored this sinkhole for 20 years, this problem, this break in the Beaverkill. He was aware of it because he went and got a company, hired a company to put a proper chain link fence around the holes so nobody else would fall in the holes. And so for 20 years, this has, now it's 25 years, it has continued to hold the temporary repair for some reason. But now if you go and look at it, like I said, it's sinking in again. And we have a crisis right now. So this, the other advertised thing that this sewage treatment plant is going to do is it's going to fix this sinkhole crisis and get rid of the aeration grate. So it's going to, in order to fix this aeration grate, they have to divert the Beaverkill. So to divert the Beaverkill, they have to build an alternate sewer line. And they're going to do this like across a big length, big part of Upper Washington Park. Lincoln Park. They would never build the sewage treatment plant in Washington Park, that's for sure. Through a big part of Lincoln Park so that they can temporarily divert the line, and then they're going to use it as a extra line overflow in case they need to divert around, if they have to do repairs to the sewage treatment plant, that sort of thing. So they're going to build an alternate sewer line anyway, and they're going to do it by tunneling, which I thought was really interesting. They just dig a few holes here and there, they tunnel, they put the thing in, and voila, it's all part of the $45 million. Well, why can't we extend this line across Delaware Avenue? Why can't we extend that line down further? Okay, so as a I guess I'm like repeating this, but like I said, this is a really complex issue, and you know I mean, like I said, I've been thinking about it for like 10 years and piecing it together, and I forget that like when I just sort of rattle all this stuff off that it can make people's heads spin. But what it all comes down to is they're putting a sewage treatment plant in our park. And we strongly suspect that they don't have to do this, but we don't know for sure because they're not giving us the information. So that's what's going to come up. Even if you're not concerned about the issue, it ought to be very entertaining on Monday because I think there's going to be a lot of angry people there right now. As more people find out about this, the more people are not happy with what's going on here.
So Dan, we've talked about this issue for almost an hour now. Monday night is the meeting, and you're going to be there, I'll be there, Russell will be there. So after the meeting, on another day, maybe during the week, maybe the following week, we could do another show about your thoughts on what transpired and what's the next step. Would you be interested in something like that?
Well, I'll see if I have any thoughts worth sharing. I'll let you know, and it's very possible that I might end up referring you to somebody else or be with somebody else who's working on this issue. But like I said, the one nice thing about all this is I'm not alone anymore on this. There's a lot of other people who are like looking at this, and it's kind of interesting not to be the only voice in the wilderness anymore on this.
Okay, great. So I will talk to you on Monday, and maybe you could explain further what's going on. So you've been listening to Dan Riper and my Van Riper, I'm sorry, Dan,
yes,
and my friend
Russell Riper,
Yemba. And you have been listening to Focus on Albany. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And please, this is so important. Have your friends like Focus on Albany on Facebook. because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion about this issue. Thanks, Stan, for taking the time to be on the show.
Thank you,
Russell. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a good weekend.